Yeah. We're up to the beginning of Perek Tes. He says, Hine, Mafsidias Rizis Heime Magdili Atsala, which we did already, Vagadal Shabakulam, Hubakash Samanucha, the desire for tranquility, Agufis, physical resting, Visina Satarech. Notice he says, Menucha Agufis. It's a very important diyuk. He says, physical Menucha. Why are you sticking the word Gufis? Menucha is a word over. Because Menucha is a very high Maila. Somebody has Menucha Sanefesh, it's a very big Maila. What he's ripping is Menucha Sagufis. The physical state of lying in a hammock. He's not ripping Menucha. Menucha is a Rizika Darga. Somebody's Menucha Sanefesh. The more you go through life, Beis Hashem, with Mishpachas, with wife, with kids, with Parnasa, with Chinuch, with all the Zachin, you see the value of Menucha Sanefesh. Command nothing could and I'll play that. A matter of fact, his next mile is going to tell him, says Shem, the next problem is Reiv HaPachad. He's going to describe, it's funny, Menuchas HaGufis is a bad thing to Zerizus and Zerus. And Pachad, fear and unstableness in the brain, nervous, people are too nervous, lack of Menuchas HaNefesh is bad in Zerizus. So that's why it's very important, this Diyak, Menuchas HaGufis, the Sinas HaTaref. But obviously, doing him loving pleasures, but Tashim Kotonayim. It has to be an exact l'chatchil, he has to have pleasures in every dictum he needs. Kine Adam Kazev, a person like this. I see from my father, a Yid told me about my father. I met a Yid, he graduated lives in Connecticut. He told me he was with my father in Philly. He told me your father was a wild masmid. But he told me it always was unique about your father. He said he gave him cookies. He loved the cookies. My father. On tape, okay. My father appreciates Olam Hazeh. I think big people do. We appreciate Olam Hazeh. But the Lashon, Mrs. Sharm says, what's Mafsid's Rizos is obviously doing with Tashlon Kol Tanaim. When it has to be done Chatchila, like the person likes a certain rest. My father has a favorite Mishnah Brura. He has a favorite Tais, he has a favorite size. He has no favorite restaurant. A good sack, my mother makes. My father like, loves it. He likes it a lot. He enjoys it. It's delicious for him. That's my character. That's a dargah of appreciating Rabbanu Shlomo's matanas. But to see the Sharm Rips is Abbas Sayyidunim, loving pleasures, B'tashim Kotanayim. The guy needs his favorite restaurant. It's actually going to the favorite restaurant. That's the master of his resource. That he has Abbas Sayyidunim, B'tashim Kotanayim. He needs Mamish B'tashim Kotanayim. That's what he rips. So he doesn't rip somebody who enjoys that maza. He rips. That the guy has like specific conditions that the person needs. He needs Florida weather, and he needs mamish. If he's in Florida weather at his favorite restaurant, transported to Florida with his favorite friends, then he's a shtickle happy. Maybe. Probably not anyway. That's a mafsir's reasons. Kine, Adam Gazer, person like this. That's heavy for him, Navaida. If Navaira, COVID got a great heaviness. Somebody wants to eat with Yishuv HaMenucha, he wants to sleep without any worries. He doesn't want to go anywhere unless it's the right time. He's hesitant to move anywhere. Things like this. It's hard to get up in the morning to daven. Or to limit his suddah to shorten your meal for mincha. To go out for mitzvah. Unless it's like totally clear for him to go, he doesn't want to go. To rush for a mitzvah. So you ask a guy who's trouble getting up in the morning. So he wants to know what he should do. If you gave him this AT, he would think you're crazy, but it's the truth. A guy has trouble getting up for shachris, what he should do? He should stop going to the bagel shop so much. It's true. It's related. What's stopping his rizos is he trains himself, he's so physical, he needs so many things. He needs his beauty sleep. I mean, he should enjoy gashmias. He's got to enjoy gashmias more. He's not enjoying gashmias. It's the redeef of gashmias. It's the needing the adayinim b'tashlam kolton yayim. His redifus of gashmias. His needing every. He likes his steak, azayin, azayin. Enjoy what comes. Chaim Zev puts out the food. That meat dish he made last night. I don't even know, it was gewaldig. Enjoy. Was it good, Yossi? joy what comes to make a bracha, thank you, Rabbi Shlomo, afterwards. But the redeef of it makes the person, it's Pasha Misnagdis and Mrs. Asharim. It's on tape. If a guy can't wake up in the morning, has to work better, stop being worried of Gashmias. If a guy finds he can't learn Basmada, he's worried of Gashmias too much. He pampers his body. So his body doesn't want to be bottled to the neshama. You push it, it's Pasha the Pasha. It says, Mifanik minoyer avadav, achrisa yi amonan. If somebody makes finicky his Eved from youth, the end will be a master. The Eved rules over him. The body's the Eved. The Eved's supposed to be in the background. When a guy is too body-like, he makes his hair too much, spitzes up, and he takes care of his body. He's pashat, the seer has to be an Eved who's too loud in the house. An Eved serving a rich man invites a chashav guest. And his meal, you picture this is the seer you should have, you know, a rich man invites a chashav guest, and the Eved keeps coming into the room. Excuse me, stay in the other room. You know? And then it keeps popping in every 3 minutes in the conversation. Yeah, anyway, you motion, you kick him under the table. That's the body, like the person, the body's the Eved. Certainly the body, we should enjoy Olam Hazeh, you should thank the Rebbeinu Shlom. But this, the overbodying, so then you ask the Eved, this Eved who's so used to, so spoiled, so you ask him, he's always disturbing the master, always being active, he starts bossing around the master. So the master asks, can I have a few minutes to do something? The Eved doesn't let anymore. That's the body overly pampered, overly focused on. It needs every idem l'chatchil, but pashal kol t'niyayim. So when the neshama says, I want to learn for a few minutes, the body says, no way. But I'm in charge. That's mamish the Eved. That's the Eved who's in charge. That's what he says. That's mamish Mrs. Jean. Led here. He says the biggest thing that stops Rizos is the guy pampers himself. So he says that person, it's hard for him to go to the base of Medesh to sit and learn. Somebody, Mamish says it led you. Somebody gets used to this minik. He's no longer the boss. To do the opposite when he wants. He has locked up his will in the chains of Hergel of just what he's used to, what's become a second nature. He wasn't created to chill out. To work. He should only be knowing the minig of workers who work by their bosses. Who workers of the day? He's created for work. He's for Amal. It says that my father says pshat, a pasuk in Hazinu, a beautiful pshat. It says Am novel v'loy chacham. So Rashi says, what's Am novel? What's disgusting? Novel means disgusting. So what's Am novel? What's disgusting? When you pass roadkill, what should you picture of Isaiah? When you see a geshmak of roadkill with the guts squeezed out and the blood oozing out, what should you picture? What's novel? It's an Nevela. So what do you picture? What does Rashi say in Nevela? Every time you pass roadkill, yes, you should picture. You know you should picture? Kofli Toiv. Somebody who doesn't appreciate goods done for him. Somebody who groans and moans about life is not drunk with joy of all that Hashem gives us. That's roadkill. No, what Rashi says, not Maket Toiv. That's a Rashi look. But Unklus is a different shot. What does Unklus say, I'm novel? You disgusting nation. What does Unklus say? Uncle says, Amma de Kabilia Raisa, the nation who accepted the Torah. Why is that disgusting? Am novel, the nation that accepted the Torah? The weirdest Uncle is Sukaiches. The disgusting nation means the nation that accepted the Torah. Now, how does that translate one to the other? So, Avimayri Tainet, that there's a Lashon Chazal, that the word novel, there's a Lashon Chazal in a term scams, he said a 2 gear size, but 1 gear said a term scams, Elisha Menabalat's Melel. The word novel can mean worn out. Who's where in the Torah does novel mean worn out? What did Yisrael say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Novel tibol, gamma ta gamma am. Am novel means you worn out nation. The nation that accepted the Torah. The commitment to accept the Torah is to be a worn out person. It's healthy. People feel good, all better than people are tired. It's the best feeling in the world when you're tired, you don't have typhus. You don't have, the person's healthy, he's worn out a shtickle. Not that on tape here. If somebody's going to listen to it, get your proper sleep, take it, eat something. This means a person should be a worker. A person should be a worker. Yeah. That's what he says here. Ela'omu v'tareach. And he should be noig a minig of workers. K'derech yoytzi atzavav, Mar Chaseyim. And the ways that people go out to work in their lines, he says, in their rows, that shechilasam chipasam, they eat quickly, ushnasam arayin, their sleep is temporary, v'aymdin tamim ucham leis krav, they're always prepared for the time that's coming soon for the battle. That's Adam. Always be ready to work, prepared for the battle. The guy, the Yaitse Tzav, there's the Yid who works for the yeshiva, I'm forgetting his name right now, he runs the dinners, no, works for the yeshiva, Manny, what's his last, Mr. Hansel, I had the pleasure once of driving him to Farakwe, Tyra Yid, and he was an old time Yid, a working Yid. He was ripping how people today in business don't want to work hard jobs. Everybody wants big money, small work. As if that's some sort of mana. If the bar, they want small work, because the pshat is that they want to learn less of time. That's not the pshat. Because the kashas menucha, it's the bakasha, the menucha with the vakish is the menucha of sitting in the psychologist's chair. But they want menucha, they want tranquility, they want menuchas gufis. I'm not talking about menuchas nefesh, that's a great milo. They want menucha gufis. So he was ripping today's darn. This man, Sister Sharm's describing. That fakir, the person should be a worker, somebody who's always ready, is eating, is quick, chaya, say there, enjoy the food, love it. Megate weiter. The sleep to say the chapa rein megate weiter. But he's always mucha leis krav. Al zeh nemer ki odom lomol yulad. Pasuk in Iyoy. The person's created for work. This pasuk that Yisrael used to say with sukkum over and over. This is a proper pasuk for somebody who chazer over and over. Odom lomol yulad. Odom lomol yulad. We're created for work. We're not created just to chill out. We're created to be a worker. Accomplish. Sheyar galatz mal zeh derech. When he gets himself used to that, to be a worker, to chapting around, to tuing life. He finds the work easy. When I was little, in a healthy way, my house was not Baruch Shah, my father did not make a stressful home. It was a healthy way, but if he was sitting around schmoozing, my father broke it up. Broke it up. Let's get to work. Said, broke it up always. Let's go. Let's go. Get busy. If you want to go play basketball, go outside, play, do something. Get busy. Practice your shot. And when you're young, do something. Be busy. Don't sit around wasting time. Study. Learn some Torah. Get busy. Stop to sit around. Let's sing around. So go to sleep. Sleep and then get up early in the morning and learn. Do something. Adam Lomel Yulin. Person is created to accomplish. To life. He'll find the works easy. He's never missing the preparation and the I don't know, it's a double lashon of azmana and achane leh. I don't know the difference in the two days. He's not missing the preparation. He's always ready to work. He'll start finding it easy. The other guy has to psych himself up. He's going to say that. This guy is ready for war. He's ready for war. When they call out war, the war's starting. The soldier's all ready. This is what he's been preparing for all the years. This guy's ready for work. Mesur means with a measurement. Water with a measurement. And sleeping on the ground. Is the rule of keeping away from menucha and idainim. Another thing which makes people lose zrizus, roiva pacha, the great fear of goydla moim and azman v'toldoisav, and the fear from time and the things that caused it. People are chickens. Now he gives mishalim. Clearly the mishalim are true today also. He had other mishalim. My Rebbe Rai Per put this in our bones. He would scream at us about this, about life you need courage. Till today, this word, Mrs. Sharma, Mrs. Sharma's going to talk about health issues. People are chicken with their health, the zakhan, was it safe, all the zakhan is their health. The other thing is also cowardice is the biggest master of zrizus, of accomplishing. Zrizus, remember, just means being active, Eved Hashem. Right, Per Yelda is not afraid. Because of Right Per, he almost lost the shidduch, and I ended up in water breakers right there. Right Per pushed us. I have a tape, my wife and I used to listen to when we first married. Right, parents. He pushes us not to be afraid. People are so paralyzed to accomplish in the world. They have such fears. What's going to be? I don't know. So they're afraid to move certain places. They're afraid to accomplish. No, they put all the fears that people that cause inaction. Not to be afraid. He pushed us. Get up. There's a kid over there. He looks like he needs a hug. Run and give him a hug. People are so scared. Say, well, what stops? We see a kid, an onion needs a big hug. see an ani, the guy needs a, what's the, our fears, we're afraid, this, that. Go run, the guy desperate for your hug, he's waiting for it his whole life. Give him up all our fears that paralyze us. The guy who desperately needs our compliment, we're afraid, what's he going to think? Say the compliment was so chicken-like. Rebbeim are chicken-like to Bachrim, Bachrim are chicken-like to Rebbeim. How many times don't we tell a Rebbe, don't we ask something because we're afraid? Pachad, the Roiva Pachad, the Goydel HaMayr. Now he's going to speak, Zichri, he's going to speak on hell things. There's a general master of Zrizos, fear and chick paradise. That people are afraid to do things. Because of all the psyching up, my wife asked me on a date what I'm doing if we get married. I said I'll learn for a year or two and then I'm moving to Cincinnati. I was fired up for IPAM. I'm going out. Wherever, I just meant to say, wherever, that's it, I'm going. So I'm going to Cincinnati. She thought I was nuts. So we had to go, we separate our Gissinger the next day. Make sure I'm a normal person. A Gissinger. What? Yeah. Kitzur the pacha, the fear which paralyzes us, the fear of the Talmud to ask the Rebbe, the fear of the Talmud to ask an Adam God L'Shaila, the fear of the Talmud to be Mechazik's friend, the fear, all our fears, all our worries, to stop us from accomplishing. Ki pam yiyorim yakorim yachoyim. As long as he's afraid from cold and heat. Upam yapkoim, he's afraid from happenings. Upam yachloim, from sicknesses. Upam yaruach. Chen kol kiyosef, things like this. Hu in yin shama shloim alav shalom. Omer otzel, shachal baderech ari ben archoivus. I don't know what shachal baderech, I have to look it up. There's a ari, there's a lion between the walls. He's afraid always. I'll go ahead and look up the pasuk for next time. Now, this is one of my favorite, this is one of my favorite Zeh Sharams, because he speaks about, there's somebody who's been nudging me on the phone a lot. I've been getting a call to buy products. He's telling me all the products that I own in my house are death-causing and all sorts of fears. So I want to tell you together, this, I've read this Zeh Sharam to many, many, many people. It's a Zeh Sharam that actually gives a gedder. It's very hard to know his exact gedder. It's a big shayla health nut. Together, every health nut will tell you this is what mechuyev to do. We're mechuyev, shmartem ayid. So Mitzvah Sharm actually speaks about shmartem ayid. He gives a gedder. He gives a shear. What's the gedder of shmartem ayid? We'll try together. I've always understood it one way. I fought with different people. The shayla is a health nut. It's how extreme should one go? L'maisa, there is a point to it. If you research studies, you'll find out that our soils are depleted and our fruits, you should only get organic fruits. And I don't know what I'm talking about, but you can go very far. There's no limit. You can make it your life's campaign. Maybe we should go around the whole base of medicine. Sure, maybe I should speak to Bachram today. How far do you go? You can go very far in your home. Trust me, you want to be fully healthy and fully. There's no limit to being good. So he says, Sean gives a gadget. Let's try to read it quickly. We only have a few minutes. Let's go through his gadget, see what we see. So he says, Chazal already were ginu in this. The miyach is this meet the sinners in a minute. Umikum isayam, and they bring a pasuk and say pachtu b'tzirin chatoim. Also, radam chaneifim. Believe me, we'll go slower through this. Acham ayachem nagdolim al talmidei b'roisay smiths pachid. To one of the gdolim said to his talmud, he saw him fear. Chatat, you're a sinner. El al ze nemar b'tach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. Trust in Hashem and do good. Shchoin eretz urei amuna. Dwell in the land, you'll see trust. Just go bite there and accomplish. Don't be such a chicken. Don't be afraid. Yes. Oh, pasture amun, it sounds like. Right. Belin Eder, I will look up all these psukim and I'll read it again tomorrow night. I apologize to you on Twitter. Tomorrow night, not, the next night we learn together. Klal Shadav, the rule is Shar Shiyasim Adam is Atzmai, Aroi Kavua Ba'avaida. He has to be Aroi in this world. Temporary, only B'dievin in this world. And Kavua and Avaida Sashem. He's appeased, he's happy, and he's mistopic all the things that come to him. He enjoys a good fest, the Sufi of Aldrig. Comes to his hands. He's far from tranquility, he's a worker. You have to guard yourself. It's a cute expression. There's fear in this fear. Now let's get his gedder. He gives a gedder though. Yesh yira ruyah, yesh yira shaita. There's ridiculous fear and healthy fear. Yesh betachni, yesh haylulus. There's trust and there's stupidity. Kine. Ha'adam baruch hu asas adam bal seichel nochen. Hashem created us with very good brains, who svar in a chayne and a clear logic. L'kshiyineg atzmi al derech toy v'yisham et dvar mazikim. That he can be noig himself in a good way and guard himself from dangerous things. Hashem nivru lanish tzarshayim. They were created in the world to punish Hashem. Somebody who doesn't want to be annoyed with wisdom and be mafkid sakana, and aims at betoch, and that's not betoch. A hoilus, a stupidity. The guy who says, I'm going to go outside in 0 degree weather without any clothing on is an idiot. Vine uchaita is a sinner, mashu oisin negarot. Now, by respect, I went against Hashem. Hashem wants to guard us. The name is a shmuvada sakana vas badover, the sakana that's in the teva and such a thing, that he's exposed to because of the lack of guarding. Hine oidu mischaye benafshi, ischaye misa, bekumasei. Is a sinner. Even this, he gets punished. A guy who goes out without clothing gets sick naturally, and he deserves an einish. If he goes by logic, he'll root fit. Ufisayim abru venenshu. Ah, hayira shaiti, she adam writes a lahaisif shmiris al shmiris. The year al yera. He's too extreme. Now he doesn't give a getter yet. He does a shmira on a shmira. V'aisim shmeris l'mishmartai. He makes a guarding to his guarding. V'aifin shiagim is a bitl l'atav l'avayda. Now, how do I know? V'aklal l'havchim in shtei yeres, hu mashachil chomz v'an l'vrach v'amram, heichid shchiyach hazeik ashani. Ki makim shazit matzu v'noida yesh l'shamar. Notice it's noida. If it's common and known, if it's, the way I view it is if everybody's doing it. If it's common that people go to a doctor, it's common. You wear a coat outside, then you should be careful. If it's not known, if it's some guy that has studied, that's not what the minig olam. A father, you can worry, I ain't safe. But if it's not noidein liyari, that's why this needs to be harvard on. A reyes said that we don't see, we're not machzik. What I see, studies, some college, as every college, every meshugan has a study. Walnuts kill you and eggs kill you. This, that. I'm not meshugan to every meshugan. I see what's accepted by everybody. One scientist here said, one that there's so many meshugan scientists, whatever, so everything's awesome, you can't live. We'll go slowly.
Try to think this tomorrow morning. You read it in davening. You read a shame. You read about all these amazing creations. Let's read a little. They stand at the room at the height of the world. These awesome creations. And they all are mashmiyim with fear together in a loud voice. The words of Hashem. Kulam ahuvim. All these angels are ahuvim. Kulam berurim. Kulam gibayrim. See, you're picturing these massive creatures, massive malachim, gibayrim, ahuvim, berurim. I'm sure. How does art spell taychet? They are beloved, flawless. Berurim means clear, flawless. They're all mighty, and they all do the will of Hashem. The aim of Yeru, Tzayn Kainam. They're all mamish, perfect. Kulam paischem espia and b'kedusha v'tara. These awesome creations open their mouth, b'kedusha v'tara, b'shiro v'zimra, mevarchim, mishabchim, mefarim, aritzim, akdishu, mamlichim, Hashem akel. They all mamish, amakdish, the mamlich, the mefarit, the mamish, glorify their Baruch Shalom. And they all say, you picture millions and billions and zillions of the angels of these powerful, powerful, mass, mighty, mamish like shorts, they have big arm, big muscles, and powerful guys. They'll say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And then you think to yourself, and what is this little stupid man sitting here? He does have Eris. What an idiot. Like the whole world full of such order, perfect harmony, this perfect concert, Kadosh, Kadosh, Maganzabria. The trees are parted. They go perfectly in line. They do Ratzon Hashem exact. Everybody's doing Ratzon Hashem. And this little tiny dot of a man, a speckle of a man, amidst this massive billions of angels, everybody doing Ratzon Hashem. Every day screaming, Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And then this little guy with hair, like this little creature, runs around and eats treifus. It's you picture a gorgeous choir. You have one guy in the middle of the crowd, like it doesn't have a good voice, and he screams. That's Carnegie Hall, beautiful choir singing, gorgeous niggin, like that's never been heard of before. And a guy like in the crowd who doesn't have a voice is off key. Vishugada, you little guy, that you spent, like you're ruining this whole gorgeous symphony. That's what's going on. The whole, so it's like Eseder, like it's Pashut. But could you just fit in, buddy? Maybe that's Shlemus, I don't know. Like Shlemus, like it's just like, it's just unorderly. The whole Bria Hashem made all follows in its Ruxin. It's like it's unmesuder. I don't think that's, I'm trying to get the Shlemus.